This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman.
On News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Good evening, Bloomington. Welcome to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and David Piller on the last weekend of January 29th. And Mr. Piller, did you catch your wonderful performance last weekend?
No, but I heard about it.
Well, let me just tell you this. So those who didn't catch last weekend's show, we did a pre-record with Julie Warren, the director of tourism from Visit Bloomington, because Julie was headed to Chicago last Friday for a some kind of conference, workshop, whatever, for her role with Visit Bloomington. So we actually pre-recorded the show a couple nights in advance and had a great conversation and all kinds of fun stuff about things going on in Bloomington and Monroe County. And between Wednesday night when we recorded and Thursday when I came to plug it into the system, the thumb drive disappeared.
Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. And I mean, I'm pretty even-keeled, but when that kind of stuff happens, when I lose my keys, my wallet, my thumb drive, you go into a little bit of a panic mode.
Sure.
So I was downtown. If you're one of the people who was parked on 7th Street last Thursday from 2 to 4 or whatever, and you saw some guy wandering around, that was me. And I came through the station. Everybody at the station looked for it and everything. Sunday, as I was out taking the dogs, I glanced down right as the garage door opens and into the driveway. And where the snow pile has been receding was the little black thumb drive.
And the mystery was solved.
And the mystery was solved. And I know that that's riveting to all of our listeners right now, but to me it was pretty jump up and down moment.
Good.
So
good.
I'm happy now. How have you been?
I'm great, Jim.
Good.
Beautiful week, and
yes,
the sun was shining some this week. We're able to do a fire drill in January, and not have kids have to be freezing outside. We're all for that. So
it has definitely been a good week, and we are excited to wrap up your week with three special guests in just a few minutes. Pat Wilson, an educator at Bloomington High School North. She's been on the show in the past. She is on along with Jackie Parks and Brian Emmons talking about the Bloomington High School North Habitat for Humanity program and their big evening event, their gala coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting stuff. And it's also exciting because this is year 16 of building houses for them. And so really a wonderful organization that a lot of kids are involved in. They'll give us all the details later, but there are a bunch of kids that mm-hmm. come to these meetings early in the morning at North, and then they also go out to the work site on Saturdays pretty early too. So that is the telltale of whether people think something is important when you're dealing with young people. If they're willing to get out of bed to go do something, then you know it matters.
Absolutely.
So good stuff.
Absolutely. If you're catching us Friday night for the live show, we got high school boys basketball this evening, right, Mr. Piller?
Yeah, we're gonna throw the outlet pass over to Joe and John, and they have your Jim Inman's Edgewood Mustangs playing for the first ever WIC Conference Championship because of the East-West tournament, East-West Conference tournament. So obviously Edgewood won the Eastern Division, Northview won the Western Division of the regular season. I think Edgewood won via a tiebreaker over Cloverdale, if I'm not mistaken. But Joe will tell you all about that in a little bit. At the top of the hour, he'll have Edgewood coach Dave Mahurin on for Chalk Talk, and then your varsity tip will be right around 7:30, 7:35. So definitely stay tuned in for John and Joe and Edgewood Mustang basketball here on WGCL.
Absolutely. And then, of course, after last weekend's big game, well, there were two big games, but one was really big for Hoosiers, the Colts-Patriots game. It's nice to see that our buddy Peyton Manning is going to make one more round to a Super Bowl.
Yes, good for him. Good for him. I think it's a neat situation. They're the underdogs. I don't know how big of an underdog they are, but Cam Newton and the Panthers mm-hmm. just absolutely destroyed the Arizona Cardinals. And so the most important thing, and we'll tell you about this again in about 40 minutes, but you can hear the Super Bowl right here on WGCL. So
right.
It is the capstone of a wonderful, wonderful year of high school and college and professional football here on WGCL Radio, and that will be all finished up next week with the Super Bowl.
You got it. We're going to take a break, come back with your forecast for the weekend and some local news as well. And then again, Pat Wilson, Jackie Parks, and Brian Emmons from Bloomington High School North, Habitat for Humanity, their building program there. We'll also talk about not only the Super Bowl in a little bit, but also IU men's basketball. Former Hoosier Keith Smart is undergoing cancer treatment. We'll talk a little bit about that. And make a note, I'm telling you this now, we'll talk about it again in a few minutes. Tomorrow, Saturday the 30th, out at the College Mall, 10:30 to 1:30, is the Reds Caravan. I'm going to be out there for a little bit. Some of the WGCL studio crew is going to be out there as well. So come out if you are a Reds fan to College Mall, 10:30 to 1:30 on Saturday the 30th. But again, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview and, of course, WGCLRadio.com as well for all of your needs. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and David Pillar with you on the last weekend of January. So if you are Groundhog Day followers, that's coming up on Tuesday. And the forecast is, I don't know if that means six more weeks of winter or not.
I don't know what this means right now, Jim, but I do know that, for the rest of the evening, partly cloudy, a low around 34. Saturday, if you're with us, mostly sunny with a high near 53. Jim, we'll take that. 53 degrees.
I need to
January?
Wash the Jeep. So I'm game.
Well, it's supposed to rain early next week, so you can just leave the Jeep outside
if
you
want. That's what usually
happens. But anyway, yeah, me too. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 43. Then Sunday, again, 40% chance of showers after 8 a.m. Cloudy, high near 55. Early next week, rain, maybe some snow, but probably not likely. But rain and then a temperature drop mid to late week. And then right now they're calling for sunshine again towards the end of next week. So the best way, as always, WGCLRadio.com for all your weather all the time.
WTHR.com on Thursday reported that the FBI was conducting a raid of a home in Martinsville connected to a man suspected of flashing himself to numerous women. What makes it come close to home is that the search is also connected to the disappearance of Lauren Spearer. The FBI and other police agencies converged on the home Thursday morning in the 2900 block of Old Morgantown Road. Sources confirmed Eyewitness News Channel 13 that the search is related to the investigation into the disappearance of Lauren Spearer, who was last seen in June of 2011. The gentleman at this home, 35-year-old Justin Wagers, was arrested for exposing himself to a woman at a gas station in Johnson County last August. He was charged with indecent exposure after the woman identified him from a photo on the state sex offender registry. Now, at the scene of the raid, investigators sifted dirt near a barn, and a white pickup truck was towed from the property. The FBI is not divulging the focus of the search, and cadaver dogs were also seen Thursday morning as well. So again, there may be more to this developing in the days ahead, but just a tragic situation that comes from this out of Martinsville.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely be following that. Yes. So stay tuned to our Facebook page and stay tuned to WGCL Radio, and we'll have more on that. Also, earlier this week, Senator Brent Steele, he's retiring later on this year, Jim, but he is a Republican out of Bedford. He chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and earlier this week, Wednesday morning, elected not to hear testimony or have members vote on Senate Bill 66, which would have repealed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and enacted stronger constitutional protections for religious freedom and other rights. Because of a deadline yesterday for bills to pass through committee in their originating house, that means effectively this bill died only for this session. The bill was meant to be about protecting core values, most importantly, the right to worship, according to its author, Senator Michael Young. No matter what you believe, I am protecting every one of your rights, the Indiana Republican told his colleagues in a committee room packed full of those both for and against the bill. Jim, this is a short session this year, but or this session through, so this will be back in Indiana for sure. This one is a long way from being resolved.
Mm. From WTRV Channel 6, the tax season is well underway, as we all know. Have you done your taxes yet, by the way, Mr.
I have
Pillen?
Not. We've not gotten all of our paperwork yet.
Well, apparently thousands of Hoosiers across the state are going to be receiving letters in the mail asking them to confirm their identity. Is it legitimate? It is. The Indiana Department of Revenue is sending these letters as part of the agency's Identity Protection Program. The letter alerts the taxpayer that their 2015 tax return has been selected for, quote, identity confirmation review, and asks them to go to a website to complete an identity confirmation quiz. To date, approximately 10,000 citizens have received the letters as part of the program, which the Department of Revenue launched during the 2014 tax season. The taxpayers are being asked to take the quiz are not suspected of identity theft. So please know, if you get one of these letters, it does not mean that you have had an issue that you weren't even aware of. It's simply part of the Indiana Department of Revenue's security program.
All right, Jim. And then Monroe County officials are working to correct some payroll errors. Earlier this week, Ernest Rollins from the Herald Times reported that some county employees' paychecks were larger or smaller than they should have been to start the year, a situation that should be corrected soon. During the Monroe County Council work session on Tuesday, Chief Deputy Auditor Therese Chambers said incorrect payroll benefit deductions were applied to the first two paychecks of this year. As a result, some county employees' checks were reduced more than intended, or the deductions were not applied as intended. Those severely affected by the mistakes were invited to work with the auditor and human resources departments to rectify the situation. Chambers said, adding the worst case they've heard so far was an employee who was taking home about $600 less than normal. That has since been addressed, and any other errors are being handled on a case-by-case basis. Some errors were as small as 48 cents. Figuring out the amount of compensation for each county employee requires reviewing each of the 801 employees' benefits. County Human Resources Director Nancy Panzarella said the worst-case scenario is that discrepancies may not be resolved until April 1st. Jim, just like us here on the Bloomington Review, Panzarella said the reason for the April 1st deadline is we didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver. How do you like that?
I've heard that many times.
There
in
you
my
go,
life.
Brother. There
Absolutely.
You go.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Pat Wilson, Brian Emmons, and Jackie Parks from Bloomington High School North and the Habitat for Humanity building program up there. They're going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us right here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back, everyone, to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and David Piller with you. And Mr. Piller has come through yet again.
I'm earning my worth this week.
You have. Too. I'm just going to let you do the introductions and everything.
Well, we dug deep into the closet, as you know, and we got out the WGCL Bloomington Review red carpet, knocked the dust off it for one of our favorite guests. Pat Wilson is with us, one of my favorite people, but also one of our favorite guests. And Pat is here. Not just because she loves us, Jim.
Right.
She is here because it is evening for habitat time. And Pat, third year, I think you've been with us now, maybe?
This will be the third year.
Well, hopefully we're proving our worth and hopefully getting the word out so people know a little bit more about what you're doing. But for those of you that don't know Pat has been at Bloomington High School North for over 40 years now as a social studies teacher, department chair, and a variety of other different positions. But one of the positions that's the most important this time of year for her is a sponsor for North Habitat, which is the most active high school Habitat for Humanity chapter in the United States. And really some amazing things Pat has done with that. So thank you for joining us. And you've brought some helpers with you today.
I have some wonderful co-presidents for North Habitat, Jackie Parks and Brian Emmons, and they have both done an outstanding job the past 3 years, actually four, really. So, but serious building, fundraising, just amazing people who will go on to serve locally and globally, and I am blessed to know them.
Their faces are red. You can't see this, but it's all true from what I've heard so far. But Pat, if you wouldn't mind just giving people a little refresher on the history of North Habitat, how that came up, and there was a question asked in your class that caused this to all start.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had several of my students in my government class say, "So you volunteer, however, what do you do that's really sustainable over time?" And I kind of hesitated and went, "Oh, well, I'm going to throw that back at the class and say, let's take a look at Bloomington specifically and see if there is a problem we could address over time." And much to my surprise, I did not realize, nor did any members in the class, how the absolute lack of affordable housing that we had in Bloomington, Indiana. We were stunned.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that everyone in Bloomington lives in a dorm.
Right.
And that's just not the case because there's 70-some thousand other residents in this community that need affordable housing or somewhere to live. And so this is a great opportunity to give back. So we have a Monroe County Habitat for Humanity. Carrie Thompson, of course, good friend, is down there, and an amazing job she does. What is North Habitat's relationship with Monroe County Habitat?
If you can imagine an umbrella, we're one of the spokes under that umbrella. And another spoke would be Indiana University Habitat for Humanity under that umbrella. And so years ago, I contacted Carrie and I said, well, we've got this great idea and we would like to build decent, affordable housing and help eliminate and eradicate substandard housing. And she just kind of looked at me and she said, really? And I said, yes. In fact, we've raised enough money. We'd raised like $500. What exactly would that build? And she was very, very kind and said, something small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
it was
from something small, it's really grown into something special. And so North Habitat, 16th house in 16 years, you're
Correct.
Getting ready to build.
Yep.
And so can you talk a little bit about, and maybe, you know, Jackie and Brian, if you want to jump in on this one, the family, the 2016 family that you're going to be working with to help put into a Habitat house that you're building, can you talk a little bit about who that is and how they're selected and kind of how that works?
Absolutely. Our family this year is Angeles Viveros, who has two children and is a single mother of those. And she was chosen. There's three criteria that come into to choose a Habitat family. You have to have a need for housing, a willingness to partner, and just a willingness to pay. So, and she comes out every week with us and works with us on the build site. And she's just absolutely an inspiring person. She works every day for her children and for this house that she's now built too, so now she can create a new future for herself.
It's really important that people understand that, that one of Pat's favorite lines is it's a hand up, not a handout.
Absolutely.
And can you talk about what her responsibility, you said you kind of went through the three criteria,
yeah.
but she does have to work on the work site, and this house
sure.
isn't given to her for free.
No.
So how's the financing work?
Sure. The house is an interest-free mortgage, so she still has to pay, and absolutely, but also she has to give in 250 hours of what's called sweat equity. So she has to be out there working with us. She has to take classes on finance, and she has put in all those hours and now will soon be able to start living in her new home.
That's fantastic. And so these houses are all part of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's a full neighborhood, but there's Habitat houses that are really populating parts of this neighborhood, and that is located kind of where?
On the north end of the Beeline Trail.
Oh, great.
So,
okay.
And they are absolutely beautiful. The front porches are amazing.
Yeah.
And once again, the parents and the children will have access to the Beeline Trail. They will all attend Fairview, then Tri-North and Bloomington North.
Great.
And I would encourage everyone, go out, take a walk along the Beeline. You will be so impressed.
So have you had a situation where any Habitat families have matriculated through North High School and those children have been in the schools?
Not only have they been in the schools, but one little girl many, many years ago had kind of hugged me and said, you know, someday maybe I can go to North. And she not only was in my government class at Bloomington North, but she was one of our featured speakers at the annual Habitat breakfast that's held every November.
Wow.
And spoke in front of 700 people.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great. And so, you know, obviously there are benefits to the family. The houses are built, but also a nice special project that's come up at probably what in the last five or six houses is the Books for Building Lives.
Yes.
And can somebody talk about that one for a little bit and how important that is? Jackie?
The Books for Building Life programs is really great because we fundraise and we get enough money to buy each house that we dedicate 100 books or so, because education is so tied with poverty and the cycle of poverty can be broken with education. So we find it so important to provide those books and provide those educational opportunities for the families that we give homes to and that we sponsor.
Yeah, that's really kind of full circle. There's a lot of different mm-hmm. things that are being hit. This is not just about putting people in a house. It's really about changing lives. So that's exciting. And other lives that are changed are the students at North that partner and work on these houses. And I know one of the big things is you have to be a certain age to be on the work site, but there are other things that all ages can do. Even, you know, middle school and freshmen have certain jobs, and then you kind of graduate up the ladder as you're working on the Habitat work site. So can you all talk about what that looks like?
Well, just the up the ladder is hilarious, because at age 18, you go up the ladder to the roof, and that is like the most exciting thing when you're 18. But I'll turn it over if you...
Yeah, so I remember my freshman year, and I wasn't on leadership or anything, just Habitat, and it seemed kind of weird because I couldn't go out to the build sites or anything, but you can bring in food and water and everything for the build sites, and then we obviously do fundraising for our evening for Habitat, and we do thank you notes, and it is so important to get the underclassmen, because even though they can't necessarily go to the builds, they're so important for the community of North Habitat.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then, so as you get older, as you went from your freshman year, are you guys on the work site swinging hammers now? And how does that look like? What does that look like?
Yeah, every Saturday we have an open build that the North students are able to go out to and help build on. And it's, you know, we wake up and get out there at 8 a.m. and you can stay all the way till 4 p.m. if you're willing. And so you're doing everything you can possibly be doing if you're skilled enough. So just swinging hammers, you know. Yeah. Drilling and anything you can help with.
So high school students getting up on to be somewhere by 8 on a Saturday morning, Jim, what do you think?
Well, I'm very impressed. The thing I always like to know is, are you guys, how are things like plumbing and electrical handled? I mean, you can swing the hammer and everything, but some of these things that are more trade driven, are you guys putting plumbing in the ground as well, or how does that work with a Habitat build?
Sadly, we're not skilled enough to do anything like that.
So. Or that might be happy for the incoming homeowners, too.
Sure, and there are crew leaders out there with us and site supervisors, so there's always skilled people out there who are willing to do some of the dirty work like plumbing.
And those are generally adult volunteers in the community as
absolutely,
well.
Right.
Yep,
got it. And we are certified through the city. We have to meet every building code. We have to use the same. We fall under no differently than if you would build a home in Sherwood Oaks or something like that.
Well, see, and that's the thing I love about this, because again, it's not just about the volunteer piece. It's not just about the physical labor piece. It's everything else that goes into the whole process that these students are learning. And students from North Habitat have gone on and done great things at other places, both in communities and in colleges and universities all across the country. And Jackie, do you want to talk about that, about how students go from North Habitat and maybe a couple of the people that have moved up?
Yeah, so recently our recent graduates from North, Charlie Ryan and Morgan U. Daly, have moved on and they've gone to IU and they've been involved in IU Habitat, but they also continued their work through Monroe County Habitat and were house leaders for our house that we dedicated this year. So they were out there every Saturday building the house that all the current volunteers were working on. And that was great because they stayed involved in the Bloomington Monroe County Habitat. And that was great to see them and see them be leaders in the Monroe County Habitat after they were leaders in our Bloomington North Habitat.
That's great. That's making a difference right there.
Well, we've talked about the building part, but there's an event that is leading up to all of this as well.
The money part, Jim.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with Jackie and Brian and Pat about the Habitat for Humanity Gala. Is that what we're calling? What do we call it?
Evening for Habitat,
all
2016.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back, everyone, to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman, David Piller, Pat Wilson, Brian Emmons, Jackie Parks, Bobby, Cindy, Greg, Jan, Peter, everybody's in the studio
yeah,
tonight.
Alice, kinda, too, everybody.
It is.
Get them all.
It is.
Hey, we got to talk about money now, because all of these great things happen thanks to the generosity of the community. And, Pat, I'm going to start with the big one. In 2014, the Pat Wilson Endowment for North Habitat was established by a private local donor who made a very large donation to set up an endowment so that this work continues, and that had to be quite an honor.
It was, and in particular, the emphasis is on education. So it doesn't go towards supplies for a home, mm-hmm. but rather for assisting our homeowners and their children with their educations. Yeah. And as Jackie said earlier in the segment, there's nothing more important if you're going to break the generational poverty cycle.
Yeah, but a tremendous honor. That's really just outstanding. But now it is 2016. It is House 16 in 16 years. And the major fundraiser for all of the work that you all do is Evening for Habitat. That event's coming up on February 18th. That's a Thursday night from 6 to 9 at the Bloomington Convention Center. And Pat, let's talk tickets first. Then we'll talk about everything, all the really cool things that happened that night, and then we'll talk tickets again, just so everyone can get that information. But tickets are $40. They're still on sale right now, and you can
correct.
Get them through February 10th, because the convention center likes to know how many people are coming and how many dishes to wash mm-hmm. and to serve and have out and all that stuff like that.
Correct.
And how many people generally come to evening? We're usually 200-300 and kind of in that area.
325 last year.
And there's also been the year of the blizzard and the ice storm where we had about 150. But that's why we ask people to pay in advance for North Habitat instead of buying tickets at the door.
Because Pat's event is on the 18th on the evening, and my event is on the 19th at lunch.
And you got an event?
So we're sharing the convention center in a 24-hour period. So there ain't going to be no snow, freezing rain, anything like that.
Jim, I love your
I don't advocate using the word ain't on our show when we're talking education.
We're just educated here.
But besides that, this is exciting. I can interview you about your event after
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. But let's focus on Pat.
This is
going to
be great.
Right now.
Well,
yes.
Good. Okay, but Pat's event first. Again, February 18th, 6 to 9 at the Bloomington Convention Center. Tickets are $40. Again, deadline is February 10th. So MonroeCountyHabitat.org, Pat, you can get tickets, directions to tickets there.
You can figure out from that website.
But two other easy ways, and we're going to put all of the stuff on our Facebook page at facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. But you can call Pat, 812-219-8447. You can call Bloomington High School North, which is 812-330-7724, and ask to be connected with Pat. All of those places will get you tickets. And again, Jim and I will get that information up. Let's be honest, Jim will do it. He's the tech wizard of this group. I'm just the looks. And even that's for the radio. That's just my radio looks. But Inman has the real life looks.
Kids.
Remember, again, he's the dancer. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
But, hey, there's a lot of different ways people can help. They can buy the tickets. If they can't come to the event, you're taking donations.
Oh, we love to take donations. Because, once again, we are creating people who now become taxpayers.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everybody. Every dime you give us is recycled forever.
Yeah.
And that's because everything that we spend on the house, we put into their mortgage. They pay the mortgage back. And then we take that money and we build other houses.
Yeah, that's the cycle that you want to be a part
of.
Exactly. So donations of money are definitely accepted if you can't make it to the event. Also, because of the wonderful auctions and the wonderful activities you have at the Evening for Habitat, if there's anyone out there that has goods or services that they would like to donate, gift cards, anything like that, of course, please, again, contact Pat and your gifts will be put to very good use. But Jackie and Brian, lots of excitement leading up to Habitat. So you guys are having regular meetings. Again, we're talking about high school students getting to school 6:30, 6:45 in the morning to meet in large committee groups. Talk a little bit about that build-up for the Evening for Habitat and what you all are a part of.
Yeah, so we have meetings twice a week, and we meet in Miss Wilson's room in the morning before school, and we come in, and all the members are required to bring in their own donations that we can build up those auctions, and we all come in, and we go and solicit businesses to try and get as many gifts as possible, and we all try and sell tickets and think of great ways to promote Evening for Habitat, and yeah, we come together twice a week, bright and early in the morning, and it's a good commitment to it, and then we help with all the events and everything, and we're excited to work Evening for Habitat too, so that's going to be coming soon, training for that.
Brian, how many students at North are in the North Chapter for Habitat?
There's about 150 in the Bloomington North Habitat in total, and then maybe 30 to 40 who are part of the leadership committee this year.
Oh, great. Wow. Okay, so, I mean, this is a large group of students coming together, so you're bringing a lot of different skills and a lot of different talents, and really important. But the Evening for Habitat, Jackie mentioned it, some of the things, the silent auction, Pat, just an eclectic mix of goods and services and art and jewelry and all sorts of stuff in that silent auction.
Just some beautiful pieces. A lot of the local merchants have been very generous, and I think people will be very, very excited to see the variety that we have again this year. Just some stunning pieces and just very exciting.
Yeah, and then some other just kind of some cool activities that happen during there, because we want to be responsible in the Bloomington Review. Pat, I'd like you to talk about the wine wall. First for this year.
This year we are going to have a wine wall, and Kathleen Oliver is coordinating that. And so people will have an option to buy a cork, and then the cork has a number on it, and then they will match that to a wall. And there's a brown paper bag, and they'll find out what's inside the brown paper bag.
All right.
And could be very exciting.
That sounds pretty cool too, Pat. And then Heads or Tails, a neat activity that Jimmy Dean Coffee's group is running the auction
right.
this year. And
mm-hmm.
if anyone locally knows that name, is really one of the premier auctioneers in the entire region. And so just a lot of fun activities that the ultimate goal is to raise money for Habitat. So a gift card bidding frenzy that you just start firing off gift cards and people just whoever can get their hand up the fastest, they're the winners.
They are the winners of that. And prior to that, Charlie Jessup will be singing and playing his guitar, and then we will auction him off.
You don't get to keep Charlie, but you get him for a couple hours to perform at your event.
Okay, for a few
hours. Okay, so just to make sure. All right. But then the live auction, Pat. So IU basketball tickets, Inman, they're hot this year. This is good.
Get myself a pair.
This is good.
So that is awesome.
Yeah, so we got IU basketball tickets, Donald Ross golf package that's going to obviously down at French Lick. If anyone's played the beautiful courses down at French Lick, Donald Ross golf and lunch is involved in that one. And
dinner.
That's great. Yeah. Disney tickets. The Vail, Colorado condo is back on the market this year, and I have some people that are excited about that.
Well, it is. I have been to that condo, and it's right by a babbling brook as you look up into the mountains, except you're already at 10,000 feet. It's absolutely stunning. It's breathtaking.
I've got friends that have bought that, I think, at least twice, and they are already rearranging schedules so they can make a run at it again this year. So it's
that is legit.
That is one that people love. And so, thanks to your friends for donating that. The Cougar Helpers are a big item. Brian, you guys, are you going to be a part of that this year? Are you going to be auctioned off?
Absolutely, in some sense. Every year we actually have some males and females that auction themselves off for some manual labor, and we get out there and help out a family that's willing to pay for us.
And let's be honest, everyone dreads it when Mr. Hayes wins because, you have to clean out chicken coops.
Us.
Yeah, so...
You got both groups.
Yes, and there's a lot of chickens out there at Mr. Hayes' house, and there's a lot of chicken coop cleaning that needs done. And so,
he's already purchased his ticket.
Yes, I have not, but I have seen the faces of these kids that are like, someone else bid. Come on, they all love Mr. Hayes, but when it comes to shovels and chickens, that's usually not as good of a combination. But folks, it's all for Habitat. It's all to help eradicate substandard housing here in Bloomington and Monroe County. Then the big item, Pat, every year. Are we allowed to say the donors' names? Well, they won't care. Kathy and Jamie Pratt are so kind every year to donate a week at a place in Harbor Island in the Bahamas that they have. And you have been there.
Oh.
I have not. I don't.
Sorry,
where do I get to go on any
there.
Of these things? I guess I have to dig a little deeper.
It is absolutely breathtaking. The villa itself is beautiful, 5 bedrooms, multiple bathrooms, maid service, did I say?
And chef service, right? If you buy the food, they bring that in?
I'm not sure this year they have the chef
or not.
Oh,
my goodness.
So we'll have to check on that
one.
But the dock where the fresh fish come in is about 30 seconds from the front porch.
It's on the harbor side. The pictures are just amazing. It's called the
Blue
Dolphin.
The Blue Dolphin.
Yes, so people can Google that because I believe it's for rent at other times. But again, the Pratts are so incredibly generous to bring this to North Habitat and make it a part of the auction every year. So really a huge thanks to them as well. But Pat, coming around full circle, Bloomington Convention Center, Thursday, February 18th, 6 to 9. Tickets are $40. And I figure if you just stay there and stay overnight at the convention center, maybe in one of the bathrooms, you might be able to go to Inman's event for free. What do you got? You got lunch the next day?
I have lunch the next day.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
What's your event for?
It's the Go Red for Women Heart Association.
Well, look
luncheon.
At that. Two good causes at the convention center in 24 hours. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. But February 18th, 6 to 9. Monroe County Habitat.org will lead you how to get tickets online. You can also call Pat 219-8447. You can call Bloomington High School North, but do that by February 10th, and they'll get you hooked up for really what is a beautiful evening for a wonderful cause. So, Pat, Brian, Jackie, thank you so much.
Before we take a break, because we've got an extra minute, Jackie and Brian, because I know your family's listening and all that, what are your plans after high school so that we can get this recorded for your
posterity.
Future as well? Yes. So, Brian, you're going first.
Next year I am enrolled to go to IU next year. I hope to study informatics, and I'm just excited to stay in such a great community and hopefully we'll get to stay involved with Habitat for Humanity at Indiana University.
Fantastic.
Okay. And Jackie?
I'm not totally sure about the where part yet, but I'm going to go somewhere and study education, hopefully education policy, even though it's a little limited for undergraduates. But, study education policy, and go out into the world, make a difference, find a place that I like.
And have either of you ever done radio before?
No,
I have.
Don't shake your head.
Oh, here
that
he
doesn't
goes.
Really work, Jackie.
He has. This is his chance.
Brian's got his moment.
Last year,
yes.
I was able to do the announcement for Habitat for Humanity, so this is my second time out here for Habitat, and it was
awesome.
Very exciting.
Good, good, good.
Good
well, you
stuff, guys.
Did very nice.
Great job.
Thank you, Pat, again for coming in. Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you so much.
We're gonna take a break. Come back with more. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Sports, Mr. Pillar, where do you want to start off, brother?
Well, let's start off with what we have, the really great stuff that's happening here on WGCL Radio. Again, here just in, about 15, 20 mm-hmm. minutes, we're going to be passing it off to Joe Smith, John Callahan, for your Edgewood Mustangs, playing for the Western Indiana Conference Championship. The Lady Mustangs won it last week, so cheers to Gary Sims great. And all the great guys that are coaching over there and the wonderful ladies and of the Edgewood ladies team. But the Edgewood boys take on Northview, the Knights, over at in Brazil. Just Brazil, Indiana, Jim, not the country. So I always get confused about that. There's Brazil, and there's Peru, and there's all these other – Mexico, Indiana. My gosh, I can't keep it straight. It's a geography nightmare around here. But anyway, also tonight in action, we've got the North Cougs are hosting Franklin Central, and South Panthers are hosting Terre Haute South. So big games tonight for everybody on the men's hardwood around here in Bloomington. And then tomorrow we got more high school basketball, Jim. It's not going to be on the radio, but everyone's playing Bloomington North at Columbus East, Bloomington South hosting Castle, Edgewood boys hosting Monrovia on the girls' side. Bloomington North's girls travel to Terre Haute North to finish off their season. Next week brings us sectional basketball action for the ladies. The Cougs are hosting on McKinney Court over at Bloomington High School North. They are the girls' sectional host. They have the 6 o'clock tip-off game on Tuesday night. They'll be hosting East Central and a pretty tough East Central team. So that's Tuesday at 6. Bloomington South has the bye on Tuesday night, but they will have the 6 o'clock game, so they will either have East Central or Bloomington North on Friday at 6, and then the Lady Mustangs, they are have the bye as well, and they will play either Brown County or Sullivan next Friday night. We've got a ton of stuff happening here also tomorrow morning, Saturday the morning, if you're with us on Saturday. Later on this morning, Bloomington High School North also hosting the wrestling sectional. And so North, South, Edgewood, Owen Valley, and about 8 other schools will be there. So just a ton of high school action, boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling. And I'm sorry I didn't look up swimming and gymnastics. But, again, a big time of year
Absolutely.
For all of high school sports. Then the other big thing here on WGCL Radio, of course, is we've got Super Bowl 50 next weekend, February 7th. Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos against Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers. They're out at Santa Clara. At the Levi Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers, and lots of everyone will be wearing blue jeans, I hear.
Really?
At Levi Stadium, Jim. And anyway, it's first Super Bowl in Northern California in almost over 30 years. Halftime show.
This one, nobody's really talked about the halftime show from what I've heard.
Yeah, and I don't really understand because
you're
you've got
reading
some,
it right.
You've got Coldplay some pretty good
kind
names.
Coldplay is the lead act.
Coldplay is the lead act.
But they are bringing back Bruno Mars and Beyonce. So there is no headline. Coldplay, I guess you would call it the headliner.
They were announced first, I think, and all these other ones jumped in.
Yeah, but this is not a one act taking the stage for 20 minutes. This is a collaborative effort.
Yep.
I don't know what that is going to entail. Hey, just
well,
watch and see.
Sometimes.
Wait for the wardrobe malfunction.
Jim, you know, you go to those places, that maybe some of those ice cream places, and you take a bunch of ingredients that you really like on their own,
right.
And you mix them all up, and it doesn't taste very good.
That may be what this is.
That may be what this is.
Good analogy.
Ask Kelly about that. She put she put almond milk and chocolate and strawberries or something. It was a disaster.
Ooh.
Peanut butter may have been involved.
Ooh.
Anyway, a little bit of a disaster there. IU men's basketball lost their first game this past Tuesday, dropping an overtime game in Madison, Wisconsin. That's a tough
place to
play.
A lot of people were talking about the number of fouls called.
Oh,
and
here we
I'm
go.
Just simply,
Why does everyone pick on the refs?
I'm not.
It's
I'm
a style of play.
A statement.
It's a style of play in Wisconsin style
Don't
of play.
Glass on me.
Glass covered it really, really well earlier this week
when I heard him
talk about Wisconsin has a different defensive philosophy, and that's to put your hands up and get out of the way and not hack people and foul all over the place. Now, they've done that in the past, but with the team and the personnel they have right now, not the case. But Nigel Hayes put it on the Hoosiers. It was bound to happen, folks, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You've got tomorrow, Saturday, Hoosiers hosting Minnesota. That's one that I would like to think they'll win. 2:15 home tip-off for that one. Chuck and Glass talked about that this morning on Glass in the Morning here on WGCL. Also Saturday, the IU women's basketball team, who's coming off a couple really nice wins at Northwestern, then a drubbing of Rutgers. They are playing at Maryland, one of the best teams in the country. That's also Saturday at 2 o'clock. So you got the women, you got the men, both 2:15. So we'll see how the women do. I'd like to go, like to see them go over there and stay a part of a competitive game. The men, the Hoosier men, next on the road Tuesday night. They got the late one, 9 o'clock at Michigan, so you're going to have to stay up late for that one. But should be a good game. I like that matchup for the Hoosiers on the road against Michigan, who may still be playing without LeVert, their best player. So we'll see how that goes. You mentioned it a little bit early, Jim. You got caravan time out at the College Mall.
We do. Saturday tomorrow, the 30th, it's the annual stop out at College Mall in front of Sears. We've got all kinds of folks coming out there, 10:30 to 1:30. Jeff Picoro, am I pronouncing that one right?
Jim, I'm not a Reds guy, but that sounds good.
It looks like it. Brian Price is manager.
Yeah.
Tom Browning is alumni. Ivan DeJesus is a major leaguer. Cavius Sampson, major leaguer, Alex Blandino, and Jeff Gruppe, who is on operation. So just a bunch of guys out there for the Reds caravan. I don't know if Joe makes an appearance at this as well, but again, there'll be a bunch of WGCL folks out there, 10:30 to 1:30 in front of Sears. Come by, say hi, say hello. Would love to have you out and about.
Yeah, it's cool. Brian Pierce will be there. Again, he's the manager. Get a chance to meet the manager and see what kind of things they've got going. The Reds are in a weird place. And Jay Bruce is there, Brandon Phillips there, Homer Bailey, Joey Votto, of course. They've got some really, really tough players, really top guys. Devin Mesorosco will be back. Zach Cozart's there. Reds are deep, and they'll be good, but they've also got a youth movement kind of happening at the same time. So interesting to see how my man Dave Duff's Reds will do this year. But it's a neat opportunity to get out there and meet the players. Tom Browning had a perfect game, no-hitter. One of the more colorful Reds alumni. So a great opportunity to get out to the College Mall.
Yep. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap up the show. Stay with us. Two minutes left in the show, Mr. Pillar.
Two-minute warning.
For the weekend.
Quick one. Friday night, partly cloudy, low around 34. Saturday looks great, Jim. A little windy, but mostly sunny, high near 53. 53. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 43. And Sunday, got a chance of rain early in the day, cloudy with a high near 55, as always. WGCLradio.com for all your weather all the time.
Next week on the show, I shouldn't say next week. I had an email chat with Jason Bletsinger, assistant superintendent of RBB. He's hoping to come on in a couple of weeks. Also, Skip Chambers and Michael Carter. I think they're coming up on their anniversary
date. History Club,
of
guys.
That's great. Monroe County History Club. So we'll see about getting them as well. There's a lot of people in the mix on the way. So
good.
Are you available next week? Or do
you know what? It's girls' sectional week. So I will be out and about tooting the whistle, hopefully keeping law and order on the hardwood next week. So, again, a great game tonight. Opportunity for Dave Mehurin and the Edgewood Mustangs to go over to Brazil, Indiana, take on the Northview Knights. John and Joe will have that for you here at 7:30, but Joe has Dave on for Chalk Talk at 7.
And then David Hayes will be on after the Saturday morning broadcast. He has a gentleman by the numbers. I forget his name, but it's an investment 101, so to speak. If you're catching us Saturday morning, don't forget 10:30 to 1:30, College Mall. Inside in front of Sears, it's the Reds caravan. Come out and get some baseball love.
Sounds great, Jim.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks
again. And thanks again to Pat Wilson and the kids from Bloomington North as well. Good stuff tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.